Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding at the very top. Amar Rabbi Ami. So the Gemara is going to explain how many aravos a person needs for the mitzvah of arava, and a person, and if you can be yotzei the mitzvah of arava using the arava shebelulav. So Amar Rabbi Ami, arava tzricha shir. There is a number. There is a number of aravos that you need in order to be yotzei. Ve'eni nitalas el b'fnei atzma. But you don't take. You have to take it on its own. You don't put it together with other things. And therefore, you cannot be yotze with the arava in the lulav, because the arava in the lulav is together with the lulav and with the adasim. Isn't that redundant? You just said that it has to be taken on its own. So obviously, then you cannot take it with the arava shablulav. Why do you have to say both of those statements? So Kamashmalan, I might have thought you're not allowed to be yotze with the arava shablulav if you only lift it once. But if you lift it twice, once l'shei mitzvahs lulav, and once l'shei mitzvahs arava, I might have thought that that's okay. So that's why Rabbi Ami wants to teach me that no, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of arava unless you pick up the arava by itself. Rav Chista, Rabbi Yitzchak, Adam yotzei dechavasu barava shablulav. Rabbi Chista says in Rabbi Yitzchak, yes, you can. You can be yotzei the mitzvah of arava with the arava shablulav, and the Rishonim explain, provided that you lift it up a second time, provided that you pick up the lulav a second time for the sake of the mitzvah of arava. V'kama shi'ura, how many aravos do you need? Amar Rav Nachman, shlosha badei alun lachin. You need three moist branches with leaves on them. Rav Shesha Samar, afilu ala echad ubad echad. Even only a single leaf on a single branch. So the Gemara understands that according to Rav Sheshes, a single stalk of an arava, and a separate from that, a single leaf of an arava. Allah, I mean, you're carrying two things. One stalk with no leaves, and one leaf with no stalk. So Allah echad ubad echad, something like that. That's weird. Ela'ima afilu ala echad bivad echad. No. Not that you carry an empty stalk and a leaf without a stalk, but you have a stalk with a leaf on it. That's what he means. Amar Ivu, Havakimna Kamed Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, Vaisehu Gavra Rava Kamei, Shakil Chavit Chavit Velo Barich, that I was in front of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, and someone brought an Arava to him, and he took it, and he shook it, and he didn't say a bracha on the mitzvah of Arava. Kasavar Minag Nevi'imhu. The reason he didn't say a bracha is because he thought that Arava outside of the Mikdash is only a Minag Nevi'im, and is not a Yisod Nevi'im. Aibo v'chizkiya, b'nei barte derav, aisu arava l'kamei derav, chavad chavad v'lo baruch, kasavra min Nevi'im. Again, he too, they brought it to Rav, he took the arava, he shook the arava, did not say a bracha on the arava, because he holds that it's a min Nevi'im. Now, once we quote this edus of Aivo about something that Rabbi Tzadok said about the mitzvah of arava, so we're going to bring another edus that he said with regard to doing business with Perushvi, and working the land during the Shemitah year. So before we move on to that, let's get a main point in here. So main point is we have a machlokas whether you can be yotzei the mitzvah of arava with the arava shebelulav, and then another main point in machlokas whether you need three stalks with moist leaves or a single stalk with a single leaf. Good. So now we're about to go into the second teaching of Ivo. We're going to have a total of three teachings of Ivo. One of them we already just had right now, that you don't say a bracha on a rava if it's minag nevi'im. Now teaching number two of Ivo. Amar Ivo, havakim lekamed Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. I was standing in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Also kamehu gavra, and a certain guy came. Amar lei, Karyasa isli, I have villages. Karmia isli, I have vineyards. Zesaya isli, I have olive orchards. Va'asu b'nei karyasa, the people from the village came. Umekashkishin b'kramia, and they harvested from the vineyard during Shemitah. Va'ochlin b'zesaya, and they took as their reward, they took as their payment, the olives from the olive trees, and they were not mafkir anything to the aniyim. So, arich or lo arich? Is that okay? Or is that not okay? So Amalei, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says, lo arich, that is not okay. You're paying your workers with perosh shvius. The Torah says you're not allowed to do business with perosh shvius. But the harvesting of the vineyard is not going to be a problem, as we'll soon see. So the man left, and Amar, Rav Elazar Tzaddik says, Kadu Avisa Dairi, I already lived in this place for 40 years, Velo Chamisi Bar Inish Mahalich Ba'orchan Detikin Kadein, and I haven't seen a person who goes in the Derech Yeshara, who follows a proper path, like this guy. The guy came back and said to him, "My me'avid, what should I, with regard to the zesim of Shemitah, what should I do?" Amrlei, afker zesaya lechashuchaya, you should be mafkirit to the poor people, v'tein pritaya lekashkushe kramim, and you should take money out of pocket to pay the workers who harvested the vineyard. Meaning, don't use the perus of Shemitah to pay the workers. Now, from the fact that Rav Elazar Ben Tzaddik gave him Musar about paying the workers, but he didn't seem to have a problem with the fact that they harvested the vineyards, it sounds like he holds that harvesting the vineyard during Shemitah is not a problem. So ask the Gemara, v'kashkushi mishari, is that really permissible? V'atanya, didn't the Braisa say when it comes to the Yisra of Avodah Sakarka during Shemitah, v'ashviyis tishmetena unetashta, the Pasuk says, so we darshan, tishmetena milakashkesh, unetashta milasakel, you're not allowed to dig but around the trees in the vineyard, and you're also not allowed to take the stones out of the vineyard. So you see that digging around the trees, lekashkesh, that's what they didn't harvest. They were digging around the trees. You see that that's also usher during Shemitah year. Amar avukva barchama trei kishkushe havi. No, there are two types of kishkush, two types of digging around the trees. Chad setumi pili. One closes up the cracks in between the roots and just covers them up so that they won't be exposed and the tree won't dry out and get ruined. V'chad v'rielin ilane. The other is something that actually strengthens and makes the trees healthier. If it's something to just maintain the tree and make sure the tree doesn't die, that's perfectly permissible. But if something to strengthen the tree, that is not permissible during the Shemitah year. So what he got upset, again, the case was not that they had harvested, I got that wrong. The case is that they had dug around the area of the trees in the vineyard, of the vines in the vineyard. So and he didn't criticize him for that. It's only about paying them with the payrolls of Shavuos that he had a problem with. So why is digging around the trees mutter? Because that was just maintenance. It was not improvement. It was in order to make sure that the trees don't die during the Shemitah year. And now we have another halacha that Ivel said in the name of Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik that also deals with that. This time deals with Erev Shabbos. I'm Ivel Mishum of Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik. Al yahalicha d'mbarvei Shabbosos yoser mishalosh parsaos. A person should not travel more than three parsaos on Erev Shabbos. Amrav Kahana lo amaran Ella lebeisei. That's only when he's going to his house and he's relying that they'll prepare a Suda Shabbos for him, and if he comes back and he surprises them, he's going to get angry if there's no Suda Shabbos waiting for him. Avalu ushpizei, but if he's going to stay at an inn where there's no concern, there's no expectations, amai denuket samech, so he'll rely on whatever he's got, whatever pekala he brought with him of food. V'ikada amri amrav kanalo nitzcha elafilu lebeisei. And some say, no, the Isser is even if you're going home, where whatever food there is, at least it's your food, so you still shouldn't go, so in order that you should make sure that you have proper Shabbos food. Kol shkein, if you go to an achsanya, where it's not so far away, it could be that you're not going to find anything at all if you go to the achsanya. So according to the second day, in the name of Rav Kahana, going to your house is more kal than going to an achsanya. According to the first day, going to an achsanya is more kal than going to your house. Am Rav Kahana b'didi havu uvda. One time I came to my house on Erev Shabbos, v'afilu karsa d'harsana lo ashkechi, and I didn't even find small fried fish in flour and fats, which is like considered the tiniest little meal, and therefore it's not a good idea to do much traveling on Erev Shabbos. Very often you're going to be disappointed. You're not going to be able to have a proper Onik Shabbos. You're not going to be able to find the food that you really need. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah. So the Gemara discusses the place that they would place the lulavim on Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah lulav ketzad. When the first day of Yontif fell out on Shabbos, they would bring their lulavim to Harabayis, and the chazanim in the Beis Hamikdash would be makabel, would take it from them, and they would arrange on the yitztva. Tani tana kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So it was taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, this Mishnah. Sodin al gag yitztva. Except the way the Mishnah was taught was not that they put it al gav yitztva, but rather al gag yitztva. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said, Why would you put it up on the roof? Are you trying to dry it out? That's it. You put things on the roof when you try to dry things out. No, it should say al gav itzva, which means on like the step, on like the little platform by the itzva. Amar Rachva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Harabais Stav Kafel Haya. It was like a double platform, Stav Lufnimi Stav, one inside of the other one. So let's do a main point over here on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, three teachings of Ivo in the name of Lazar Rav Tzadik. Number one, not making a bracha on Arava is because you hold it's Minog Nevi'im. Number two, you can't allow people who hoe your vineyards in Shemitah to eat from your olive trees as payment, but you are allowed to pay them as long as their work was only to preserve the trees. And number three, don't travel more than three parsa on Erev Shabbos, but it's machlokas if that's only to your house or even to a, or also to a hotel. And Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll learn Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Mem Hei Amud Aleph.